With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Just ahead of Super Tuesday, another big weekend for Donald Trump with victories in Missouri and Michigan.
Over the past few weeks, we've been on a rocket to the Republican nomination. It's been a rocket.
Ranchers in the fire-scarred Texas panhandle facing a grim task of disposing of thousands of dead cattle killed by the fire.
Officials estimated this week's fires killed thousands of cattle, and for some ranches, the impact could be severe, though the effect on consumer beef prices is expected to be minimal. At the X Cross X Ranch near Skellytown, northeast of Amarillo, workers on Friday used a bulldozer to move dozens of cattle corpses. Each is worth up to $3,000. And ranchers face other losses, such as burned-out barns, feed supplies, fences, and vast stretches of scorched grass surviving cattle need to eat. Ron DeRockster reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, retired Admiral James Stavridis says it would be a very good idea for the U.S. military to forge new ties with areas of the private sector on the cutting edge of technology.
And look at what's happening in the space industry. That's an example of where, quote, smaller firms are really making a difference, both in production of satellites and space systems, but in the case of Elon Musk and his company actually launching these things.
Elon Musk is suing OpenAI and its CEO, Sam Altman, over what he says is a betrayal of the ChatGPT maker's founding aims of benefiting humanity rather than just pursuing profits. Musk says when he bankrolled OpenAI's creation, he secured an agreement from Altman to keep the AI company as a nonprofit. This is SRN News. China blocking one of the world's favorite Christian platforms.
If you live in mainland China, you can no longer access Pray.com. The Communist Party has removed the site from the Apple App Store as part of its ongoing effort to limit the spread and practice of Christianity. Pray.com CEO Steve Gattana says, quote, "Our team is exploring alternative avenues to deliver our content and services to the people in China." More than 16 million people around the world use the app, making it the number one daily prayer platform. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Oh, the head of the Jewish community in Denmark says the number of anti-Semitic incidents registered since October 7th has reached levels not seen since the Second World War. He says in 2023, there were 121 incidents officially recorded in Denmark. This is SRN News. In Des Moines, Iowa, arts organization preparing to demolish a 30-year-old artwork in a historic city park. It has outraged arts advocates nationally while surprising many locals.
The New York artist who created the work says she can't believe the demolition will actually take place. But the Des Moines Arts Center says it has no choice. The organization says the largely wood structure needs repairs, costing $2.6 million, and future maintenance would cost millions more. Art Center Director Kelly Baum says there's no way to raise enough money to pay for the work, so the demolition will begin this spring. Rich Thomason reporting.
Negotiators in a World Trade Organization meeting in the United Arab Emirates ending their summit after failing to reach agreements on several initiatives. The bloc struggled to reach consensus on fishing and agriculture. More details at SRNnews.com.